你想要看到我们讲话的人的话，前面有很多很多的空位，请你们到前面来坐。
Hello, hello, brothers and sisters. If you want to be able to see us, please move from that room into this room so you can be together with us.
对，
要不然你是发问题，想不要让我们知道是谁问的，你就躲在门后面。
Unless you've asked a question and you want to hide behind the columns so we won't see you, you're welcome to do that.
感谢主，让我们来到这个最后的一个下午。
We thank the Lord that He has brought us to this last afternoon.
我们可以多讨论的方式。
That we can have more of an interactive session.
不见得所有的问题都有答案。
It doesn't mean that every question will have an answer.
对。那我知道这一次有一个好事情，就是隔壁那一组叫做祷告的执事。
And I think that this time it was a good thing that next door we have this ministry of prayer.
所以我们所有不能解决的问题到隔壁通通都要解决。
So questions that we cannot answer here, we just have to go next door and it will be taken care of.
Alright. 而且丁弟兄是那一组的主持人。
And Brother Ding is, of course, the chairman there.
他告诉他们的那一组的弟兄姊妹说，我们第三天其实很简单。
And he told brothers and sisters there, our third day will be an easy day.
只有两个字，祷告。
Just two words, prayer.
所以他们今天晚上，今天有没有在隔壁，我都不知道。
I don't even know if he's next door today.
好，我们一起祷告，我们为今天下午的时间仰望主。
So let us pray and commit this time to the Lord.
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we indeed give you our thanks.
因为在每一个聚会中，我们都感觉到你自己与我们同在。
That in every meeting, Lord, we sense that you are with us.
而且你用许多不同的器皿来向我们说话。
And you use many different vessels to speak to us.
主啊，我们真是觉得你爱我们无微不至。
Lord, we indeed feel that you love us without hesitation.
主，你也知道我们是何等的愚昧。
Lord, and you do know that we are foolish people.
虽然你讲了又讲，我们还是很难领悟。
Because you have repeated many times yourself, but we still lack understanding.
好像当年你在地上教导十二个门徒，他们也常常听不懂。
Just like as you taught the 12 disciples while you were here on earth, oftentimes they didn't understand either.
我们需要你怜悯赐下悟性给我们。
Lord, we indeed need your mercy to grant us understanding.
而且让我们在平常生活中能够来思想体会你的意思。
That in our daily living, we can understand what is it that you are trying to say.
我们需要你天天来提醒我们。
Lord, we need you to remind us daily.
下午的时间，我们一同等候在你自己的脚前。
Lord, in this afternoon, we wait before your feet.
让我们来明白基督是一切问题的答案。
May we truly understand that Christ is the answer to everything.
求你帮助我们每一个人。
Lord, help each one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Pray in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们手上收到十二个问题。
We've actually received 12 questions.
那有的问题跟我们这一组的主题是接得上的。
And some of the questions are actually related to this topic this afternoon.
那有的问题跟我们的主题就稍微远了一点。
But then there are other questions that are pretty separate or different, not really related to our topic.
所以我们排次序上来讲呢，我们就把有直接关系的题目先回答。
So we want to answer those questions that are related first.
如果我们时间还有，那我们再回答那一些跟我们这个主题比较远的问题。
So if we have more time, then we will answer those more divergent questions.
同不同意？
Do you agree with that?
好啊。
Okay.
我想有关系的题目我们先回答，然后再解决。那么然后我们回答的方式是怎么样呢？
So, but then what is the method by which we will answer these questions?
三步骤。
It's three steps.
我们每提一个问题的时候，我们 因为这次有两位讲员。
So every question, because there are two speakers.
所以我们会让每一位讲员尝试着去回答这个问题。有的时候有的时候我们说我不回答，那就只好另外一个回答。
So we will both try to answer the question, but if one of us says I won't answer, then the other will have to.
那么然后第三步呢，就是开放给我们在座的弟兄姊妹，你们有什么经验愿意回答也很好。
So then the third step is we'll open it up so that all the brothers and sisters here, you may have some experience. If you have an answer, you can help us.
所以回答不一定回答的令阁下满意。
So when we answer, it may not satisfy everyone here.
但是我们试着尽力而为
，But all we can do is try our best.
Right. 那么，不满意的地方呢？那真是只有祷告，求主帮助。
So those that are unsatisfactory, we can only pray.
好，这里有一个问题：神呼召每一位蒙召的人。
Here's a question. God calls all those that are called.
每一位蒙召的人在任何岗位，只要为神而做，都是一个奉献的人。
So everyone that is fulfilling his or her responsibility in their places that God has placed them is a consecrated person.
但是实际生活中什么时候、什么情况才是一个奉献的人放下职业，专心投入福音事工的最佳时刻？
But what is the best time for someone that is consecrated for them to give up their vocation to serve the gospel fully?
好问题。
Good question.
你问第一炮就不想了。
You shouldn't not answer the first question.
其实你们才问了十二个问题，我有120个问题，比你们还多。
Even though you asked 12 questions, I myself have 120 questions.
有一种的很满意的事情就是，你记得有一次啊，腓力带了拿单约去见耶稣。
Now there is something that I wanted to share, and that's something that is, satisfies me much, is that once Philip brought Nathaniel before the Lord. 其
实腓力可能跟我们今天这两位讲员差不多。
So Philip actually is just probably like the two speakers today.
因为他没办法说服拿单约。
But because he was unable to convince Nathaniel.
然后他就说：“那你不信，你跟我去看他嘛。”
He said, "If you don't believe, then why don't you come and see?"
其实我们能做的最多最多就做到。把你指向有一个人能够解决你问题的，就是耶稣。
So our best job and the best thing we can do is to point you to one that will be able to answer your questions.
你如果遇见耶稣
，If you meet Christ，
真的，你心里很多问题你都不知道跑到哪里去。
And then many of your questions will disappear.
就是在经验上。一直重复出生发生的在每个人身上的事情。
So this is indeed something that is repeated on many of the brothers and sisters' experiences. Let me try to answer this question.
每一位蒙呼召的人，在任何岗位上，只要是为神而做，都是奉献的人。
So everyone that is called, no matter what their vocation is, they should be called considered consecrated.
其实大会主题也是一直要让我们看见这个属灵的真实。
But this conference really it is indeed to show us this truth.
就是要让我们看见每一个蒙恩得救的人都是一个侍奉神的人。
It is to show us that every single one of us that have been saved, we are also to serve.
而且人对了，不管你做什么事。都是对的。
And if the person is right, whatever you do will be right.
你在家里带孩子，但是你是为主而带，仍然是对，还是侍奉。
Even if you're home raising your children, if the person is right, you're still serving the Lord.
你人不对了，你讲道还会错。
And if your person is not right, even if you preach, it can be wrong.
那么这里涉及到一个问题，就是说
So there is a critical question here.
什么时候什么情形才是一个奉献的人放下职业专心投入福音事工的最佳时刻？
So when is it the best time for someone to forsake their vocation to serve the gospel full time?
我有一点点能够体会这个发问题的人的心情。
I can understand and I can relate to the person that asked this question.
因为在我蒙恩得救以后，我也常有这种心态。
Because after I had been saved, I often had this attitude.
我很想很想做一个好像所谓的全时间的服侍主的人。
I really, really wanted to be that the type of person that would serve the Lord full time.
我也很知道自己十分的贫穷跟有限。
And I also knew that I was very poor and limited.
所以在我的心目里边，我很想到神学院去受一点装备。
So I personally really wanted to go to seminary to receive some training.
我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我直到今天我都没有这样做过。
Even until today, I haven't done such a thing.
我蒙主的保守。
Because I have been kept by the Lord.
因为有一些很爱护我的年长的弟兄。
Because there are some brothers and sisters that really love me,
我也不知道是什么原因。
I do not know what reason.
在我快要离开中国的那一刹那。
Right before I left China,
有一位在中国曾经给我很多帮助的属灵长辈对我说。
There was an elderly saint that helped me much, and he shared this with me.
其实我没有，从来没跟他讲到我心里的故事。
So I never told him the story of my heart.
但是他就在送我的时候对我只讲了一句话。
But when he was sending me on my way, he only said one thing.
我说的是我个人的事，不是对你们都合用的哈。
I'm just sharing my personal experience, may not apply to you.
他对我说，你出到国外去。
He said, when you go outside of China,
第一件事，你不要去读神学。
The first thing you do is not to go to theological seminary.
你不要轻易以为你能够服侍主。
Don't think at any point that you are able to serve the Lord.
他所指的是全时间所谓这一个的概念。
And especially on this idea of full time.
因为我很尊敬这一位长辈。
Because I much respected this elderly man.
他的生命跟生活曾给我很多的帮助。
His life and helped me much.
所以我把这句话藏在我心里。
So I placed this in my heart.
但是出国以后很多年。
But after many years that I had left China,
还是一直有啊。
But I still had that desire within me.
你知道每次主的爱激励你的时候，你就说主啊，那我应该只为你而活嘛。
So whenever the Lord's love constrains us, we must answer and say, Lord, I just want to live for you.
做别的好像都没什么意思。
If you do other things as if it's insignificant.
后来我也感谢主。
But later I thanked the Lord.
有一次我碰到了江守道弟兄。
Once I met Brother Stephen Kong.
我跟他交通到我心里有一种这样的为难。
So I told him of this concern I had in my heart.
他跟我说什么样是我们最好的属灵学校呢？
He asked, my brother asked me, what do you think is the best spiritual school that we can have?
就是我们每天的生活。
It is our everyday living.
你在家里的生活，你在学校的生活，你在公司里的生活。
You're living at home, you're living at school, you're living at work.
这个是不能在几年里边学完，是一生之久的学习。
This is not something that you can learn in a few years. You must learn this your whole life long.
如果我们在平常每天的生活中有一点不是为主而活的话，
If there is at any time in our daily living that we are not living for the Lord,
他说那你为什么活？
Then why are you living?
你在侍奉谁？
Who are you serving?
所以直到今天呢，我还一直好像做很多很多在地上的事情。
So today I still do as if I'm still doing many earthly things.
而且做那些事情的时候，我仍然觉得好像没多少价值。
So when I do it, I still think that there's not much value.
但是另一面，我真的感觉到。
But on the other hand, I really sense.
我们这个人 其实需要主用很多很多很多的方法来教训我们的。
We really need our Lord to use many, many different methods to discipline us.
那当然，如果主在你的身上有一个很清楚的呼召，要你放下一切。
Now, but if the Lord has a clear calling for you to lay aside your vocation,
专一的以祈祷传道，祈祷传道为事。
And to focus primarily on praying and preaching,
你应该马上回应主的呼召。
Of course, you have to answer the Lord's call.
你用不着去问别人说我该不该跟应什么时候。
You shouldn't ask other people or when.
因为主既然讲了，我们有一个态度就是，只要是主讲的，多难的路都必须走上去。
We should have an attitude that as long as the Lord says,for us to go, as difficult as it is, we ought to take that path.
那否则的话，我们自己想走也走不下去。
Otherwise, even if we want to go down that path, we won't be able to do it.
我想这个问题在很多青年人中都有这个问题。
I think, especially among the young people, this question is prevalent.
那我自己成长的过程也是面对同样的难题。
In my growth process, I also encountered this difficult question.
我蒙恩是61年。
I was saved in 1961.
那我在初中三年级。
I was in ninth grade.
那蒙恩之后，我就有一个心要服侍主。
When I was saved, I had a desire to serve the Lord.
那么到了高中三年级要考大学了。
So in 12th grade, when I had to take the national, the entrance exam to the university.
那么我心里面觉得读这些书为什么用？我都是背完就忘记，然后没什么意思。
What's the purpose of all this? I just memorize, and then after the test, I forget everything. What's the purpose?
所以我跟妈妈说，我要读神学了，我不读这些书。
So I told my mom, I want to go to theological seminary. I'm not going to study anymore.
那我的妈妈告诉我说，很好，你有个心志要侍奉主，很好。
My mom told me, well, you have a heart to serve the Lord, that's wonderful.
但是如果你连个大学都考不上，我想主也不会用你吧。
And what she said to me was, if you can't even enter into university, I don't think the Lord will want to use you.
所以我马上祷告说，主啊，我愿意好好的读书。
So I told the Lord, Lord, I am willing to study hard.
将来好被你所用。
So then I can be used by you later.
那后来，就去读书了。
So then I went to study.
后来进了台大。
So I entered into Taiwan University.
大学好好侍奉主也是很追求。
And I served the Lord in university, and I really was pursuing after Him.
什么聚会都参加。
I participated in every meeting.
从礼拜一到礼拜天。
So from Monday through Sunday.
因为反正进大学就是为了侍奉神嘛。
So I entered into university to serve the Lord, right?
可是辛苦努力干了四年。
So I studied hard for 4 years.
同学，我们第一班的就要送这个大四的毕业。
So us freshmen, I had to send the seniors away.
那天晚上唱一首诗。
So then we sang a hymn that night.
这个橄榄不榨就没有油。
So if the olive doesn't go through the press, it cannot turn into oil.
葡萄没有经过酒榨不会变成酒。
And if the grapes do not go through the wine press, it cannot turn into wine. We all know how to sing this hymn.
因为晚上很稀奇。
That night, very amazingly.
因为屋里头我一直在思想，现在大学要毕业了。
So I thought, actually, I was graduating.
台湾是要当兵的。
In Taiwan, you have to go to the military.
当兵完以后，下一步是什么？
After the military, what's the next step?
那么很自然就是想到服侍主。
The next thing I thought, I need to serve the Lord.
那我的同学有人是已经公开的说他们要去读神学。
And then some of my classmates said that they are going to go to theological seminary.
可是我那个四年服侍下来，那天晚上唱的诗歌就正好对我说，主在，因为那首诗歌说，你是个葡萄干。
And then that night, when the Lord was speaking to me through that hymn, He said, you're actually just a raisin.
挤也挤不出个一挤一滴的汁都挤不出来。
You cannot squeeze a drop of a juice out of you.
因为我真是精疲力尽。
Because I was so tired from serving those years.
很努力。
I was working very hard.
可是里面是空的。
But inside it was empty.
所以知道我根本没有资格谈到服事，因为你拿什么东西来服事呢？
So I knew I had no right to serve because what was I going to serve the saints with?
所以我很清楚地知道那个时候根本没有资格谈侍奉的事情。
So I knew that I had no right to speak about service at that time.
还需要主更多的装备。
I needed the Lord to prepare me much more.
所以后来出国了。
So then I left the country.
长话短说又这个研究所读了要毕业了。
So, make a long story short, I graduated from grad school.
我们弟兄碰到江弟兄，那个时候七一年我碰到的是也是江弟兄。
And our brother met Brother Kong, I also met Brother Kong at that time.
那是七一年我去美国留学，然后到了那个七一年到七五年在那段时间里头，基本上江弟兄每个月都到我们那里。从创世纪讲到启示录。
So, this was 1971. I met Brother Kong, and from 1971 to 75, Brother Kong would come to our meeting place every month to share from Genesis to Revelation.
所以我圣经的基础是那几年打的。
So my foundation on the Bible was established those years.
然后要毕业之前，我就跟江弟兄有一次交通，我说现在我要毕业了。
So when I was about to graduate, I was sharing with Brother Kong, said, now I'm going to graduate.
妈妈说你大学考不上也不能侍奉人，现在我研究所都要毕业了。
So my mom said that if I don't get into university, the Lord wouldn't use me. Now I'm graduating from grad school.
江弟兄，你在美国这么多年，你可以告诉我美国哪一个神学院最好，你可以推荐我，我就要去了。
And then I said, Brother Kong, you've been to the U.S. for so many years. If you know of any good theological seminaries for me to go to, I'm ready to go.
江弟兄，是，我是知道很多美国不错的神学院。
And Brother Kong said, I do know of some very good theological seminaries in the U.S.
但是我一间都不能推荐你去。
But he said, I cannot recommend even one of them.
有一间最好的。
He said, the best one.
哪一间啊？
Which one is it?
就是主的教会。
He said, it's the Church of Christ.
所以他就那个时候就很诚恳地告诉我，一个年轻人应该在自己的主把你放在那个教会，在那个教会里头接受主的装备。
So, brother shared very clearly with me, wherever the Lord placed us in that meeting, that's where the Lord equips us.
你现在去好好找一个事情。
Said you go and find a job.
不管你做什么。
No matter what you do.
我们都是侍奉神。
We are there serving the Lord.
那么我就问到刚刚这个问题的问题。
So then I asked that question that was asked on this paper.
是我们做学生也好，做事也好，做任何事情也好，我们如果在主的面前有一个奉献的心，我们都是在服侍神。
So whether we are in school or whether we are at work, if we have a consecrated heart, we are serving the Lord.
但是什么时候、什么情况之下才是一个奉献的人放下职业投入福音施工最佳的时刻呢？
But what is it?The proper time for someone to give up their vocation to serve the gospel full time.
那个时候，江弟兄就提到，如果你在一个教会里头侍奉。
So Brother Khan mentioned that if you are in a place serving,
跟众弟兄姊妹配搭
and co-working with brothers and sisters,
而主在你的身上有这一份恩赐
and the Lord has given you a gift.
因为你要做祈祷与传道的时候，是恩赐的问题。
So to pray and to be able to preach is a matter of a gift.
如果主给你这个恩赐
，if the Lord gives you this gift，
又显明在教会的里面
，and it's manifested in the church，
对弟兄姊妹都产生正面的影响
，and it has a positive impact upon the saints，
有膏油的印证在那里
，and there is the confirmation of the anointing，
同时教会的这个成长，让你没有办法在
世上带一份职业的时候，那一天就是你把职业放下来的时候。
And then at that time that the need of the church is so great that you cannot at the same time hold another vocation.
所以、
that's the time that you ought to let go of your vocation.
当时我听见这句话的时候，1975年。
So I heard this word that our brother gave in 1975 to me.
所以我就照着弟兄的话，我就去做。
So I did this according to what my brother shared with me.
那么我在教会中，后来我去工作，我就搬到西雅图去。
So I started to work. I moved to Seattle.
上班。
I worked there.
在教会中服侍。
I was serving in the church.
所以两边的工作量都很大。
So
在公司的上班，常常一个礼拜是从40到60个小时。
So I was busy in both places. At my place of work, I sometimes work from 40 to 60 hours a week.
在教会里面也是全力的摆上，那时候小孩都很小。
And then I gave all my effort in the church also. My children are very young.
不管怎么样，就这样子摸索前进。
So no matter what, I move forward this way.
一直到1992年。
Until 1992.
其实开始教会的工作量大到一个地步，我没有办法在公司一礼拜40到60个小时，没有办法。
So at one point there was such a great need in the church, I couldn't stay at the workplace 40 to 60 hours a week.
所以1991年的时候，我基本上已经告诉我的老板，请你把我的工作量从这么长的时间缩，一个礼拜变成4天，后来变成3天，最后我说能不能做2天。
So, and then I asked my boss to reduce my workload from 40 to 60 hours to 4 days, then to 3 days, and then lastly I asked him if I could work 2 days a week.
后来说你干脆别干了。
And the boss told me, well, why don't you just not work?
所以我就辞职了。
So then I resigned.
但在这个辞职之前
，But before I resigned,
我要回答一个问题，就是到底主有没有给我这一个话语的指示？这个恩赐。
So the question I had to answer was whether the Lord gave me the gift of the ministry of the word.
我愿意做一个传道人，是坐在那里，站在那里讲道，下面人都在那里为我背十字架。
So I did not want to be one who was ministering the word, and then those that were listening were there bearing the cross.
浪费人家的时间，你讲不知道讲什么。
And you're wasting people's time, you don't know what you are saying.
所以我就很清楚地问我当时跟我一起配搭10年的同工们。
So I was asking those that had co-worked with me in the past 10 years.
我盼望他们老老实实地回答我3个问题。
So I wanted them to honestly answer 3 of my questions.
那么，如果这12位同工他们的答案都是正面的 ，yes， 那我那个时候跟主说，这个就作为你给我的印证。
So I said that among the 12 co-workers, if they answered these questions with a positive answer, I told the Lord, this will be your confirmation to me.
另外一个就是我妻子的印证，因为那么长的时间里头，我好几次就说我该辞职服侍主，他说你还早嘞。
And then I also need a confirmation from my wife. I said, well, it's about time. Many times I said, it's about time that I quit and serve the Lord, right? She says, wow, no, you still got a long way to go.
所以那么漫长的一段岁月里头，一直到92年。
So in those many years until 92,
我信主有30年。
I had believed the Lord for 30 years.
接受各方面的装备。
I was equipped in many aspects.
同工们的印证。
So there was a confirmation from the co-workers.
当然在这个职场最重要的，主在那个时候给我很清楚的负担与话语。
And very important, most importantly was that the Lord gave me a clear word and a burden.
所以92年我就向公司辞职。
So in 92 I resigned from my workplace.
那个时候我46岁。
I was 46 years old.
出来服侍。
I came out and served the Lord.
到今年11年。
So until today is 11 years.
我回头看整个的过程。
So I look at the whole process.
我没有懊悔。
I did not regret it.
主也没有亏待我。
The Lord has also not shortchanged me.
所以这是我自己个人的一个这个心路历程。
So this is my own experience shared before you.
我只能放在年轻弟兄姊妹的作为你的参考。
I can only place it before the young people for this to be your reference.
也就像我们弟兄说的。
Just like our brother shared.
能够适应在我们身上的不一定。在你个人身上一定有照搬用不一定。
So what is true in us may not necessarily be right for you.
好，有没有人要补充
？So anyone want to fill in？
我补充一点啊。
I just want point.
一般年轻人啊，他们爱读的时候啊，他就不太管这些什么职业啦。
Young people, when they they often are not paying attention at work and all these other things.
那是这样，在我看哈，看教会那个时候啊，经济上是有没有力量？
And the other question is whether the church has the financial means.
那么都是教会有力量来供给这帮年轻人啊。
If the church has the ability, they need to come out and support these young people.
那这样呢，就能产生啊，更多啊，就是年轻人啊，要去服侍主的人。
So then you will have more of these young people that are willing to serve the Lord.
不然很多年轻人啊，他有心侍奉，但是没有路，那他们就要回去去搞事业了。
But if they want to serve, but then they have no way or means, then they have to go back to their jobs. Because in our midst, we don't talk about going to seminary. So to have an international conference every 2 years and then the West Coast conference once a year, that's not enough. And in our midst, there are not those that are willing to pay the price to become teachers. So if you want to invite a brother, they may be very busy. So if you want to find a brother Wu, you need to go to Sydney. So it's not easy. So I think of my own experience. So when I just graduated from university, so at that time the church had the means. So there were two brothers that were willing to offer up so that different brothers could go out. So I won't share the name. So these are ones that had worked in Philippines. So they had the means to support the young people. So there were four young people that came out. I was one of them. So if you ask me if I had a gift, I dare not say I did. But we needed to go to the Southern Island. So it's the biggest city in the west side of Philippines. So then we were sent to these places to serve. So how do you do it financially? So these brothers offered freely so that we could, for the sake of the gospel. So these can support the young people to go out. So if there's such a means, so this will increase in our capability to outreach. This is the one point.
那第二点呢，就培训的事情啊，是一生的。
The second point is this matter of training is a lifelong experience.
这个主任啊，也需要培训的。
So these that are serving the Lord need to be trained.
我们是一边做一边培训。
But we were serving and we were learning at the same time.
所以 做了一段时间，一年了，就把他召回来，到大的教会来啊，再受训。
After a year, then we will come back and be trained in the church.
那主再产生新的人起来。
And then the Lord will raise new people.
再送到外面去。
And then we send them out.
我告诉你啊，在外面工作啊，是相当难的。
So it's actually very difficult to serve out there.
这个年轻人啊，这样的年轻人才能跪在那祷告。
So then the young people would pray.
有时候是没有钱呢。
So you would actually sometimes run out of money.
没有地方买米，没有。
So sometimes you don't have food. And then you will go through these experiences. Then we have to pray. So then some may send some food to us, and certain cities there will only, some cities there will only be one Christian in the beginning, but then 200 at the end. 90 to 95% were Chinese. Because Chinese give more. So for the other people, when they offer is difficult. So we also have to support them. So it's a difficult work.
主若许可啊，有弟兄啊，有负担，一足赚钱。
So if there are those that are willing to earn money for the Lord.
年轻的时候啊，我就选择一足赚钱。
So I decided that I wanted to make money for the Lord.
但到现在啊，我有主赚钱做来，但是却不够，实在是不够力量来帮助人呐、啊，我去全时间服侍。
But I have up to now I haven't earned enough money to support others.
因为我自己经历过那个苦难的时间。
Because I have gone through those difficult times.
全时间呢、啊、是很苦的。
So it's actually very difficult to be full-time minister. You don't have a salary.
这条路是凭信心的。
It's by faith.
你没有信心就这般事业。
If you by faith, if you don't have faith, you have work.
还来全时间出来。
That you need to have faith to be full-time. This is my opinion. If church has someone that has this capability, then there will be more people that can come out and be trained. So it's a shame that our brother only served when he was 46 and not earlier. So maybe you will preach even better than Brother Kong. So we need the Lord to train. Oh. I said the first question is easier to answer. The second question is, the second question is when we can let go of our vocation. Like to serve the Lord full time. From my own sensing, from my own experience. So this timing has to do with our Lord Himself.
放下你的工作，来全时间来服侍。
Does He want you to let go of your vocation to serve Him?
或者是，他是要你带着职业，在职业里头来服侍。
So, or whether He wants you to serve in your vocation.
他有权利来决定我们成为他什么样的器皿。
The Lord has the right to determine what kind of vessel we are.
但是无论我们做什么,
no matter what we do,
都是按照他的心意来服侍他,
is according to His will to serve Him.
那在这里是,确实是有两种不同的呼召。
Now, two different callings here.
一种呼召是我们所有的人都被这个被召做主的门徒,做主的圣徒。
So every one of us are called to be His disciples.
另外一种呼召,
the second calling,
呼召我们出来做他的,做他的工作。
Another calling is for us to do His work.
那我们看见罗马书第一章的里头,第一节,保罗说,他是奉召做使徒。
And Romans 1 verse 1 he says he was called to be an apostle. God gave him a specific responsibility to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
另一方面他写信给所有一切在罗马那里的蒙召做圣徒的众人。
And then he also wrote to all those that were called to be saints.
那我们知道如果说是蒙召出来放下工作的话那主就要负责他。
So So for someone to be called out to serve, then the Lord will make the provision.
因为放下自己手中很好的工作，有很好的收入。那如果放下以后，这生活怎么办？
So to let go of the vocation, maybe you have a good salary, then what do you do with your daily living?
那是不是说就像现在这个在有的教会里头真正案例成为一个牧师，一个月可以有五千块钱呢，或者这种收入。
So is it like the many churches that they say, well, we establish someone as a pastor, we give him a salary of $5,000?
这个生活是有保证的。
Because that actually is a guaranteed experience, a living.
但神如果呼召我们出来，来全世界为他工作的时候
，But when the Lord calls us to serve Him,
就是完全凭着信心靠着主来说
，It's truly completely by faith to depend on Him, to allow Him to make that provision.
那么是不是所有全世界出来的人，真正都有很清楚主的呼召呢？
Is it all those that come out to serve full time that they have a clear calling?
那我就曾经见过。
I have met some before.
有走到半路，又回去。
There are those that walked halfway and then they returned to work.
那实在是看见有的人是一直是这样，但主负他的责任，在生活上主供给他。当然，有的时候生活是，
So, indeed, I've seen others that the Lord provided them to the end. Of course, sometimes the living was not that easy. But the Lord provided fully for their needs.
So, 我的感觉就是，这件事情，我们如果想全世界服侍主，那要问主。
So my sensing is,
是不是要你这样做？主真的你在。刚才我听彭弟兄的话，这个交通里的就有一句话。
So everything relates to whether the Lord makes
给他的负担，而且还有看清楚主给他的话语。
So just
不知道你说的话语是什么。
So our brother, God spoke.
他决定他。
弟兄，等我翻译一下。So everything relates to whether the Lord has spoken, and just like our brother shared earlier, the Lord spoke clearly to our brother. Before he led up his vocation.
这是我们的主的决定，主权决定。
So this right lies completely with our Lord Himself.
好，谢谢
，Thank you.
我想这个问题我们就停在这里，否则这里十二个问题不知道到哪辈子答得完。
So we'll just end this question.
谢谢，谢谢。
We don't know how long it will take us to answer all questions.
下面一个问题
，The next question.
弟兄在教会里面青黄不接，就是指弟兄很少。
The mention was in the church there are actually very few brothers.
这个时候姐妹是否应该出来接棒
？So should sisters rise up and take up the torch?
Okay.
Torch.
嗯哼，这是第一个问题。第二个问题是说接棒以后。如果不交出来怎么办
？So once they've taken up the baton from the brothers, what if they don't let go of it anymore?
如果我答错，请你原谅。
So if I answer incorrectly, please forgive me.
我想当我们问这问题的时候本身我们发的问题是一个错的开头
So when we ask this question I think we have a wrong beginning
当我们讲到侍奉主的人其实并没有分是男还是女
Because in this matter of service there is no distinction between male and female 我想
昨天晚上弟兄讲得很清楚有多少被招出埃及的人就有多少的祭司。
So, as our brother stated clearly last night, that however many people were called out of Egypt, those were to be priests to serve the Lord.
当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们常常有个观念是讲到地位的问题。
So, oftentimes when we think about service, we have the wrong concept that it has to do with position.
根据这一个问题是提出，好像我可以这样把它解释成。
So if I am not incorrect to explain or interpret this question,
那如果在一个聚会的当中没有弟兄做父子,
so if there are not brothers in the meeting that can take up responsibility,
姐妹该不该父子?
Should sisters take up the responsibility?
如果姐妹负责了,
if the sisters take up responsibility,
那么该在什么样的情况下把权柄给交出来?
So how should, when should the sisters give up that authority?
这是我们的难处。
This is our difficulty.
其实也是门徒跟随主那么久。以致产生的难处。
So this is also the difficulty that the disciples had when they followed the Lord.
门徒也一直想到谁该为大。
So the disciples also were thinking who should be the greatest.
所以主耶稣在快离开他们之前。
So before the Lord was going to leave them,
他只能带出一个小孩子到他们当中来。
He could only bring a little child before him.
他说你们当中谁愿为大。
So those that want to be the greatest among you,
谁就必须是服侍人的。
They ought to be the one that serves the Lord.
必须看见说。
So we have to see.
你如果是一个服侍的人。
If you are one that serves the Lord,
不是权柄的问题。
It's not a matter of authority.
是给出去的问题。
It's a matter of how much you give out.
因为你必须有爱主跟爱群羊的心。
Because you have to have a heart to love the Lord and to love the flock.
而且爱。需要有牺牲，需要有付出。
And the love, actually, there is sacrifice, there is giving up.
我记得在一个文献的里边说到，早期那些要备案、要成为教会长老的人，有这么一个问题。
So, I read in a reading, that in the early church, when it spoke about, the elders,
他是说，你是否愿意喝主所喝的杯
？And the question that
主所
So they asked the question to these that were to be elders, are you willing to drink the cup? Are you willing to take up the yoke?
那你知道主喝的杯就是十字架舍命的杯。
So you know that the cup that our Lord drank was the cup of the cross.
所以一个愿意被主的爱所激励而起来服侍的人最基本的一点。
So those that are moved by the Lord to serve have the most foundation of their basic point.
他是把他的命交还给了主。
He is
there, 买了他，赎了他。
He is there offering back his life to the Lord because the Lord was the one that redeemed him.
所以他愿意用他的生命来给主使用，给主浪费。
So he is willing to offer up his life for the Lord to waste.
所以他想到的不是我得着些什么。
So what he thinks about is not what I can gain.
而且你在教会中的服事，你不是想到人来听你的话。
And then when you're serving in the church, it's not that people will come to hear you speak.
你必须学习肯听别人的使唤。
You need to submit yourself and be willing to hear the directions from others.
因为谁愿为首，谁就做众人的奴仆。
Because he who wants to be the first needs to be the servant of all.
所以在这样的一种情况下，保罗就说。
So under such circumstances, Paul said this.
若有人愿意做上工，要服侍，要得长老的这样一种的职分的话。
So if anyone wants to do this good work and seeks for this position of eldership,
其实是一个羡慕上工的心愿。
It's actually a heart to do good works.
当他愿意这样服侍的时候，他是在主的面前对主说。
So if he is willing to serve this way, he is saying before the Lord,
我今天来跟随你。
Today, as I come to follow you,
直到生命的最后一息。
I follow you until the last breath.
他也是对弟兄姐妹周围的群羊说。
He also says to the flock around him,
我为着主的缘故，愿意被你们来碾碎。
For the Lord's sake, I am willing to be crushed by you.
如果这样的话，没有守卫交棒。
So then there is no such thing about handing or passing on the authority.
如果全教会每个人都愿意把生命给出去，是太美的事。
If the whole church, everyone is willing to give forth their life, it's a beautiful thing.
不管你是弟兄，不管你是姐妹。
Whether you're a brother or sister.
圣经，我对这个问题只有一个答复，就是圣经里面。神用很多的姐妹。
I just have one answer, is that in the Bible, indeed, the Lord uses sisters.
当然在教会里面神给弟兄与姐妹有不同的角色。
And then indeed in the church the Lord has given different roles for the brothers and sisters.
就像一个身体上有不同的肢体不同的角色是一样的。
Just like in our body different members have different roles.
也没有说鼻子在前面而眼睛在后面所以鼻子就比眼睛大的问题。
So because the nose is in the front and the eyes in the back doesn't mean that the nose is more important than the eyes.
都是主的肢体，主的缺一个都不可以。
So they are all members of the body. You cannot miss one.
所以如果说在教会的这一个带领的上面，弟兄比较青黄不接，用这里的话来说的话，姐妹应该就是很自然的担负更多一点。
So indeed, if the brothers in the meeting don't take up the responsibility, very naturally the sisters should take up that responsibility.
就好像士师记里面女士师这个底波拉。
And just like in the book of Judges, you find Deborah.
但如果弟兄有
，that if the brothers do have it，
那你可以让弟兄做比较带领的地位
，so you can allow the brothers to have the more position of leadership.
你看，姐妹可以来帮助这些弟兄们，这是很美的一件事。
So the sisters can help the brothers. This is a beautiful thing.
好，我想有没有人要补充的
？Anyone want to fill in?
我看那个韩国教会有一个很好的例子。
I see a good example in a meeting at the church in Korea.
他翻译翻译一下，啊，你讲一句，他翻译一句。
韩国的教会开始是那个赵荣基弟兄，那个赵荣基开始呢是他的业务。
So in the beginning, in a church in Korea, there's this brother Chow, and it was indeed his mother-in-law.
他的业务把赵荣基带出来，结果。
It was the mother-in-law that sort of lay a hold of her son-in-law.
结果赵荣基啊，现在大家都知道，韩国是最大最大的教会，已经有大概八十几万的信徒。
So actually, in this meeting that was started by this brother Chow, there's actually 800,000 brothers and sisters in that meeting.
是，带领尼托森的也是一个西国有名的姐妹。
And then the one that really helped our brother Ni was also a sister.
下一个问题。
Next question.
服侍的弟兄姐妹本身很忙碌。
Those that serve are actually very busy.
教会的侍奉已经超时。
And then the service in the church is already tremendous, so that it takes up so much time.
然后还有自己有家庭的责任。
And then they have still, brothers and sisters still have responsibilities in the home.
同时又要进修，把自己能够更在这里说增值。
And then also to
improve
or to develop spiritually.
就是有更多的学习吧。这个。
To learn more from the Lord.
所以根本没有时间关心年轻的弟兄姐妹，怎么另外找时间呢
？So they don't have time to be concerned for the younger generation. Where will they find the time?
我很同情你。
I actually have compassion on you, or pity you, or compassion.
我们弟兄，你要说一说什么
？Brother doesn't want to say anything.
的确，今天教会有一个现象。
Actually, there is a trend in the church.
就叫忙的忙死。
It said you're so busy almost to death.
闲的呢，闲死。
But those that have leisure time have too much of it.
所以教会有一种两极化的现象。
There's actually two extremes in the church.
忙的人忙哦，你就看他像无头苍蝇一样忙得要命。
So the ones that are busy are so busy, just like the flies without the head.
没事的人就在那边，常常就东就张三长李四短。
And then those that don't serve and have a lot of time, they just say have a lot of gossip about this and that.
我觉得这是很普遍的现象。
This is actually a common thing.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
就是这次大会的主题。
The crux of the problem is the theme of this conference.
因为今天教会演绎到只有某一些特殊人物所谓全时间的。
Because there is a concept out there that only those that are so-called full-time,
他们侍奉神。
They serve the Lord.
我们是平信徒。
We are the lame people.
我们不需要像那些人侍奉神。
We don't need to serve the Lord like they do, so difficult.
所以因此才造成今天这种局面。
So that's why there is a condition in the church today.
如果从根本要解决的时候，就是这一次大会的主题应该带到每一个教会里面去。
So the root of the problem really is that the theme of this conference should be brought to every place.
让所有弟兄姊妹认识一件事情：你蒙召以后，你就是神所呼召来侍奉他，这是你终身的职分。
To allow every believer to see that once you're saved, you're called to serve. This is your vocation for life.
如果让基督徒一得救的那一天就开始建立这个观念
So if that concept is established the day that believers are saved
把今天所谓的是全时间啊半时间啊没时间啊统统丢到窗外去
So to take this concept of full time or half time or no time out the window
让主这一个祭司的国度的观念就是好好的建立起来。
So to establish this concept of the kingdom of priests,
所以
build it up.
所以这样，如果在教会中能够普遍的时候
，if this can be a common thing, common thinking.
那么各是就是圣经里面以弗所书所说的，百节各按其职。
So in the book of Ephesians that.Everything will fall, take its place.
那么这样就在就身体在爱中建立自己。
So then the church can be built up in love.
所以你就会发现，就是一代就会带一代，就一直带下来。
So one generation will lead another generation, and so on and so forth.
我们一个理想的情况就是，在已经工作结婚的弟兄姊妹，他们可以带下面正在要就是说刚刚从学校大学毕业的人。
The ideal will be those that just got married can help those that just graduated from college.
然后在大学的人可以帮助在中学的人。
So those in college can help those that are in high school, middle school.
对不对？中学的可以带那些儿童。
And middle school can help the children.
就是像一个家一样的，大的可以带个小的。
Just like a family, the older can lead the younger.
然后这些比较年长的父母亲，他们也能够在这个每一个阶层里面都在参与里面的服事。
And then these elder parents, they can help in every stage.Going down.
这样你就可以看到整个的身体都在那里用世界的话来讲分层负责
So then you can see that stage or every group is there interacting so that everyone is taking up their responsibility
就没有人吃闲饭的
So no one is there having a lot of leisure time
那就不会有这个现象
Then you won't have such a condition
今天有这样的现象就说明我们整个的这个 system 是错的
So the fact that we have such a condition it tells us that our whole system is wrong
好第二个问题
Second question
大部分服事的弟兄姐妹灵性也不是很好
Most brothers and sisters that serveActually, their spiritual life is a weak.
自顾不暇，自身难保。
So they cannot even take care of themselves.
怎么谈得上训练接班人呢？
How can they have the right to speak about training the next generation or passing the torch to the next generation?
我完全同意。
I agree completely.
瞎子领瞎子一同掉在坑里。
So the blind lead the blind and fall into the pit.
所以这是真是我们时代的危机啊。
So this indeed is the crisis of our generation.
我不管到哪里去，
No matter where I go,
我都看到同样的问题。
I see the same problem.
所以我深深地觉得，如果我们真的睁眼看一看今天教会荒凉的光景，
If we really see the condition, the poor condition of the church today,
我们需要流泪祷告。
The desolation that we see, we ought to pray.
我很喜欢马太福音第九章。
I really like how Matthew 9 speaks about the ministry of our Lord.
让主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
The Lord Jesus went to the cities and villages.
然后看见许多的人如同羊没有牧人。
And then he saw many of them as if they were sheep without a shepherd.
然后就发出怜悯的心。
And then he, the merciful heart emanated from him.
他就对他的门徒说。
Then he told his disciples,
要收的庄稼多。
The harvest is many.
做工的人少。
But the workers are few.
所以
So,
你们要求庄稼的主
to send out workers for the harvest.
在这里你看到主的榜样。
So you see the Lord's example here.
缺乏工人从主耶稣一直到今天都是这样。
The fact that there are few workers, it was a fact from the days of our Lord until today.
羊没有牧人。
The many sheep do not have a shepherd.
即使今天有所谓的牧人也是瞎子。
Even those so-called shepherds are blind.
所以今天我们需要在像主耶稣所说的求庄稼的主打发工人。
So today we need to be asked the Lord that he may send out workers for the harvest.
这是每一个教会该有的祷告。
Every church should have this prayer.
每一个基督徒你有心关于神的家的话你要为这件事情祷告。
Everyone that has a heart for the house of God needs to have this prayer.
教会要产生工人。
The church has to produce workers.
要产生合格的工人。
Produce qualified workers.
这必须成为我们每天的祷告。
This ought to be our prayer every day.
这样教会才有前途。
Then the church has a future.
否则的话我们永远是叫少数人侍奉大部分平信徒。
Otherwise, it will still be that condition where a few serve and most of them are just laymen.
对，这样是教会的悲剧。
This is a tragedy in the church.
所以要解决提出这个问题的人的问题，我觉得必须从这个整个的宏观上来根本解决。
So,in order to take care of this problem, you need to look at the big picture, and the real problem. Take care of the real problem.
第三个提出来的就是服事的肢体互相摩擦，不能同心服事。经过交通以后，仍然坚持己见，影响别的肢体，教会怎么处理这样的问题？
So when brothers and sisters are serving, and the members have friction with each other, and even though after they've had fellowship, they still want to stand behind what they believe in, it really affects the whole interaction of the church. What do you do at such instances? We actually do have a lot of experience in this matter.
因为我们都想别人听我的嘛。
Because we all want others to listen to us.
这是标准的属肉体的光景。
This is the typical condition of that which is of the flesh.
Carnal Christians. 我想这是很正常。
I think this is very common.
我们在任何一个成长的过程中，你看小孩子长大的时候，他要抢玩具的。
And the growth process is very natural. You see that children, they want to fight over toys.
这是每一个家里的故事。
It is the story of every home.
所以你在教会里面看到我们彼此侍奉的时候互相摩擦，没有办法同心，讲也不听，这样这个很正常。
So for there to be in service and there to be friction and to be disagreement and this is very normal.
当然，我们不盼望这个事情持续很久。
But of course, we do not want this to last.
啊，所以这个是一个成第一我们要认识这是成长的过程。
First, we have to recognize that this is the process of growth.
那么当然最好在这种情形里面有一些年长老练的肢体能够来帮助这些年轻的弟兄姐妹。
The best thing is for some elder saint to come in and help these younger believers.
就是理想状态。
This is of course the ideal.
常常没有这样的有分量的弟兄姊妹能够在前面带领这些年轻的。
But oftentimes, there aren't these ones that can really lead the young people this way.
甚至糟糕的是，连这些年长的也是一样。
The terrible thing is that some of these other saints, they do the same thing.
那这样的话，我想只有像圣经里面说到Love is long suffering.
So then, just like it says in the Bible, love is long suffering.
因为主说你们要彼此相爱。
Because the Lord said you ought to love one another.
那不是因为他可爱，所以我爱他。
It's not because he is lovely that I love him.
是因为他不可爱，所以我得爱他。
It's because he's not lovely, that's why I have to love him.
那么这个爱他的意思就是为这件事情准备好受苦。
So this means to love means to be prepared to suffer long.
所以就是要在这样的里面怎么样学习互相忍耐这是一个过程。
So this is how we learn to be patient with one another. It's a process.
我觉得只有让主来替我们解决。
Only the Lord can resolve it for us.
我们这是要长久的学。学习的。
This is what we need to learn for a long time.
第四个。
The fourth question.
弟兄姐妹结婚以后，在服事中就渐渐淡出。
Many brothers and sisters, after they get married, their service is lessened.
这样鼓励他们。
How do we encourage them?
我也看过很多。
I have seen this a lot too.
没有结婚之前，这些单身的弟兄姐妹年轻，很爱主，很摆上。
Before getting married, these young brother or sister, they really love the Lord. They put out, serve and put out their time.
但是一结婚
once they get married,
哎呀，两小口子真是如期似交。
So they have such a blissful time together.
慢慢侍奉也就摆下来了。
So then the service also dwindles.
然后有了孩子，那连影子都看不到了。
So then once they have children, you won't even see their shadow.
怎样鼓励他们
？How do we encourage them?
I don't know.
我不知道。
我觉得这是我们，就这就应该检讨到底，我们年轻的时候，所谓鼓励他们侍奉神，这个原因是什么？为什么这个人会在那里侍奉
？So I think it comes down to when they are young, how did we explain?What service is? Why are they serving?
如果是现在这个问题中所说明的现象，这个现象说明什么？
If there is such a trend, then you must explain why there is such a trend.
那也就是说明他侍奉的其实不是主，他侍奉的是他的兴趣。
So then you know that what he served originally wasn't the Lord, was his out of interest.
他有兴趣，所以他当年是这样的，在那里做。
So he had an interest, that's why he was there serving.
但是现在更大的兴趣在他面前，这是他的家，他的小孩。
But now there was a greater interest before him, his family, his children.
所以自然而然他的兴趣就改了。
So very naturally his interest has been diverted.
所以要解决这个问题，它的根乃是在于他所认识的主是谁。
So the root of the problem is whether he knows this Lord whom he serves.
所以我们在带领青年的时候，我们
应该带领他们认识主、爱主。So when we help the young people, we need to help them to know the Lord, to love the Lord.
他如果这个对象侍奉的对象搞清楚了
，So if he knows whom he serves，
那么以后不管结婚、不管做事、不管怎么样，旗帜不改。
So in the future, even if the environment changes, they get married or work, they will serve the same way。
否则的话，只是当初是一个兴趣，或者再说，因为大家年轻人大家在一起做事情很热闹来劲。
So otherwise, it's just because many young people around them are serving together. There is just a zeal of that time.
那个服事呢，就没有那个真正的对的动力。
So that service doesn't have the right motivation behind it.
还有没有其他愿意补充的
？Are there others that would like to fill in? Some churches actually use voting to decide certain things.
有些教会以等候寻求祷告神的方式去解决事情。
Some churches pray and seek after the Lord for a decision to a matter.
例如维修教会洗手间的水龙头。
So for example, fixing the water the bathroom faucet.
就一等交通了半年到一年。
So they fellowshiped on it for 6 months to a year.
才决定进行维修。
Then finally decided that they were going to fix it.
这两者怎么平衡？
How do you balance the two?
请举例说明之。
Please give an example and clarify.
这好像是期末考的考题嘛。
This sounds like a question on a college entrance exam.
来来。
有些时候我们在一些本来用我们主已经放在我们身上自然而有的本能可以解决的事情，我们却故意的把它搞得复杂一些。
Actually, there are certain things that the Lord gives us a natural intuition that can resolve many of these things, but we make it into an issue.
不过这就是常常我们在教会中发生一些所谓的摩擦的原因。
But this is also the reason why we have the so-called friction amongst brothers and sisters.
主耶稣讲过一句话。
The Lord Jesus once said this.
很严肃。
He was very serious about this.
也很真实。
And it's also very true.
他说那些文士、法利赛人啊。
He said the scribes and Pharisees.
骆驼你们就吞下去骆驼、萌虫你们就滤出来、you can swallow in a camel
okay you can swallow in a camel and then you spit it out
什么萌虫就是那个
gnats okay
我们在很多很重要需要求问主的事情上我们却可以自己很容易就做决定
So actually there are many things that we can actually decide very easily
而且连用问我们都不需要问
And we don't need to ask and we'll resolve them
因为我们自己有自我的主张跟利益在先
Because we have our own agendas that we want to carry out
但是那些很细小微不足道的事情
Oh, actually, sorry. Some big things we are able to decide very quickly and swiftly, but some of these small little things that are insignificant.
我们却常常久长不休。
But we often spend a lot of time on these things.
我想像这样的一个例子啊。
So this example.
你想想看，如果在你家里自来水龙头漏了水。
So think about it. If you're at home and the water faucet in your home is leaking,
你会不会想等我祷告清楚了要修
？Are you going to pray for a long time to decide whether you want to fix it or not?
你到了教会来，你倒是很属灵啊。
So of course you come to the church, you become very spiritual.
要我修啊。
So does the Lord want me to fix it?
我想是我们人的心出了问题。
I think the problem is with our heart.
你如果有把神的家当成是你自己的事情
，If you make the house of God into your own thing，
其实很多事情连问都不用，你就去做。
Some things you don't have to ask, go do it。
但是有些很重大的事情
，But there are some big things，
你却真的需要有一个敬畏的心。
You really need to have a fearful heart，
像大卫一样的说
，Just like David said，
重大和吃不透的事，我不敢行。
So, I dare not do.Act on my own on these great things.
那么还有一个我因着这个问题我顺带提多了一点点。
So let me add a little bit more to this.
在一些教会的当中有一个普遍的情形。
In many churches there is a common condition.
我们很注意一些的细节繁琐的条规。
We pay attention to some very small things and we have many rules and regulations.
然后我们对一个人到我们中间我们首先要他适应我们这些条规。
So we want new people that come to our midst to follow these rules and regulations.
我们以为把遵守这些的条规当成就是对主的忠心。
So and then we thought that following these rules and regulations means to be faithful to the Lord.
但是我真的看见很多出门恩得救的基督徒就是被这种的制度给杀死了。
But I saw that many young believers were actually killed by these rules and regulations.
他到我们中间来，我们给他的许多的就是做法。
So when they come into our midst, we give them many methods about doing things.
我们所注意的都是外表的东西。
We pay attention to the external things.
我们却不注意。我们怎样把他带到主的面前去得生命
？So we instead didn't think about how to lead them to life before the Lord.
其实这是我们需要在观念上，在主面前很认真去思想的事情。
So this is something that we need to consider seriously before the Lord.
主说让罪人到我这里来。
The Lord said, "Let the sinners come to me."
但是有些罪人到我们中间来的时候，我们第一个问题是他必须先改正。
So when some sinners come into our midst, we say, "Oh, you need to be corrected in such a way first."
如果他这些东西都还没改正，他根本没资格到我们中间来。
If they do not correct some of their actions, they have no right to come into our midst.
我要问的一个问题是
，I want to ask a question: Is this
我们是把人改变的合适来成为基督徒呢
？Are we?Changing people so that they are suitable to be Christians?
还是我们把人带到基督面前，让基督用他自己的生命去改变一个人？
Or do we bring people before Christ and allow Christ's life to change a person?
这是本质的不同。
There is a fundamental difference.
我真的很盼望我们要小心。
I ask that we be careful.
我们许多的习惯正在绊倒许多的人。
Oftentimes our practices stumble people.
而且我们常常做了一件。像我刚才讲的
，And oftentimes we do what I just mentioned.
骆驼我们吞下去
，We've swallowed the camel.
那些萌虫我们就滤出来
，And then the gnats we spit out.
在教会内有很多做带领的弟兄姐妹，因为生活忙碌，可能未显出功用。我们怎么去帮助他们呢？
Many of the brothers and sisters, because of their busyness, they are not able to manifest their usefulness in the church. How do we help them?
不过这里还不是，就是弟兄姐妹，还是做带领的弟兄姐妹。
Oh, these are actually leading brothers and sisters. They have not demonstrated their usefulness in the church.
那显然发问题的不是带领的弟兄姐妹。
And of course, the person that asked this question is not someone in leadership.
对。那就有 long suffering.
So you just have to long suffer.
要为这些有带领责任的弟兄姊妹多多为他们祷告。
So you have to pray more for these ones in leadership.
是，如果你没有在那一个带领的
位置上面
，if you are not in the capacity of being a leader，
那么你当然没有办法去闹革命。
Of course, you cannot be there declaring revolution。
在这种情形之下，我们只能为这些弟兄带领的弟兄姐妹们来祷告。
We can only pray for those that are in leadership。
同时，我觉得所带领的弟兄姐妹应该在主的面前有所反省吧。
And those that are in leadership really should seriously consider their condition before the Lord.
Yeah, 是不是你的工作已经本末倒置？就是神的家应该是你的主要服事的内容，但是你外面的工作让你绑到没有时间来顾到教会的工作。
Is it that you've actually turned around things and spent more time on your work and your vocation or your work outside of the church and spent less time to serve the brothers and sisters?
这个是是一个很严重的事情。
Of course, this is a serious matter.
有人要做补充吗？
Someone want to fill in?
好。
我们有的时候，
我们说常识里面在认为说应该去做的事情，尽管去做。我记得。
So sometimes we think that what we need to do, we should feel free to do it freely.
这个吴赫西弟兄说，每一次的特会，他都来参加。
But Hosea said every conference he attends.
他说，除非主拦阻他。
Unless the Lord prevents him from coming.
这个潘弟兄也讲，他在大学的时候。只要有聚会，他不参加。
And Brother Pang shared that whenever there is a meeting in the school, he would attend. I think it is as well.
这是一个原则。凡是我们觉得说我们应该做的事情，尽可以去做去。
This principle is this: what we feel that is right for us to do, we ought to go do it.
但是有一样，如果我们里面有拦阻，有的时候是有也许有一些特殊的事情，那主要拦阻我们的时候，那我们就。
But in certain circumstances when the Lord prevents us from doing it or keeps us from doing it, then we shouldn't do it.
这个可能给您参考一下啊，不一定说
可以这样。给大家参考一下。
This is for reference for everyone.
是这样，像我们的那个有一次发生一次事情啊，那个负责人啊，他们呢不忠心。
So there was one instance where, in our midst, those who were leading were not faithful.
像我们加州啊，若是这个省长啊不忠心，一直抽税啊，我们就可以投票把他拉下来。
So, for example, the governor of California didn't answer the responsibility. We actually recalled him.
这个 recall 这是政治的。
But this is a political thing.
那么我们一件事情啊，我提出来一下啊。
So for your reference only.
一个连长的同工啊，就安排一对夫妇啊，从台湾过来菲律宾来帮助我们。
So, one of the elder brothers, they arranged for a couple from Taiwan to help us in Philippines.
全时间。
They are full time.
在教会里面服事。
They were serving in the church.
但是他们的表现啊，叫我们非常伤心。
But their life or their manifestation really disappointed us.
太太啊，需要钢琴啊，就要去向姊妹哭说，我需要一个钢琴。
And then the wife said, "Oh, I need a piano." So they went. She went to the sisters and asked for a piano.
有汽车啊，不过太太说我也要一部汽车。
And then the brother already had the car, but the wife said, "I also want a car."
就是非常的这种叫做奢侈啊，并且呢，他说还要。听我带什么电视，有色电视到大陆啊，去给我的姐姐。
And then you have to bring a color TV, for my sister in China.
要用各种方法来拿这些弟兄姊妹的钱。
And use many methods to take the money from brothers and sisters.
那都知道我从美国回去了。
So I came back from the U.S.
很多弟兄姊妹告诉我这样的事情。
So many brothers and sisters told me about this matter.
不知道可不可以哈？我说，那我呢去找那个连长的弟兄。
So then I went to find the elder brother.
算是同工啊。
If he is a co-worker.
我说你介绍这一对夫妇，那我们这样啊是非常羞耻的。
So for you to introduce such a couple, it's a very shameful thing.
是主啊，是受苦的 心智，不是用这种方法来扣榨弟兄姊妹。
So when we when we serve full time, we should have a heart of serving, not as if we are taking money from brothers and sisters.
当我服侍主的时候啊，不要说有汽车，我汽车是一个经典的很老旧的汽车，变成常常都没有钱加汽油的。
So when I served, I had an old Jeep, and sometimes didn't even have money to put gas in.
所以看到今天我们这个路啊，现在啊就实在不同了。
So indeed, the way today is different.
所以不知道怎么做，这是一个参考。
This is just a reference, a scriptural reference.
后来弟兄啊，听说就把这一对夫妇啊召回去台湾。
So then this elder brother just sent this couple back to Taiwan.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
因为时间的缘故，我想。
Time sake.
Yeah. 好，我们弟兄，你们短一点讲一下。
Brother, can you share briefly?
Yeah.
Just a few verses.
就讲一些。
我实在是不配的一个小弟兄。
I am an unworthy little brother.
但是我感觉到，如果我真的看见有教会有这些情况的话。
But if I do see that there is such a condition in the church,
我会尽我的力量去为他们祷告。
I will pray for them.
我也会尽我的力量去爱他。
I will also love them.
或许我去帮他。
And help them.
让他有更多的时间出来服侍。
So that he may have more time to serve.
这是我所讲的。
Just that's all I want to share. Thank you.
在话语（括号）教导服侍上。就是说做主日学的老师。
This matter of ministry of the word, in quotes, teaching Sunday school.
看见有些弟兄姐妹并不太合适这样岗位的服侍。
And it seems clear that some brothers and sisters are not suitable, for such a, task.
但是他们又坚持要参与。
But then they still force their way through to participate.
教会应当如何处理？
How should the church deal with this?
又不会伤害他们
，and at the same time not hurt them.
啊，我们教会很好玩。
So, actually, the church is very funny.
管音响的耳朵听不见。
Actually, the one that's responsible for audio in our meeting cannot hear.
对。管这个 thermostat 的人不知道温度。
And then the one that is responsible for the thermostat, he actually has very little sensitivity to temperature.
他们都很喜欢他们那一份侍奉。
But they love their service.
对。那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
你不准做。
If you say you can't do it,
那就伤害他们的 feeling.
Then you will hurt their feeling.
那让他们做呢？
But if you let them do it,
大家就在那里受苦。
That everybody else is there suffering.
大概这就是教会生活。
Maybe this is church life.
如果是公司的话呢？
If it's in a corporate environment,
炒他鱿鱼。
You would fire them.
对不对？但是偏偏这是家。
But of course this is the family.
那你就不能说是明天就把他 fire.
But you can't fire him the next day.
所以这的确是一个学习的教会肢体生活。
So this is indeed the body life that we need to learn.
还好我们同有一个主。
And the good thing is we share the same Lord.
那我们不过是一个肢体而已。
We are just members.
所以这些问题啊最好带到主那边去。祷告。
So the best thing is probably to bring it in prayer before the Lord.
对，主既然把这位老兄放在那个位置上
，So if the Lord has placed this so person in that position,
那么主可能有一些要我们大家来学的功课。
Maybe he wants everyone else of us to learn a lesson.
对，那么这个功课一面是对他那个人要学。其他弟兄姊妹也陪着他一同学。
On the one hand, that person needs to learn the lesson. The rest of the brothers and sisters need to learn also.
对，所以我想，慢慢你就会发现，这个身体自己会平衡的。
So slowly you will start to discover that the body will balance itself out.
对，我听说这个脑溢血的人呢。
So I think that those that are
stroke,
those that have strokes,
这个血管啊，它那个时候不通了。
So the blood vessel is actually clogged.
那这个血呢，就会从另外一个地方过去。
And then the blood will actually find another path to go around it.
这是医生告诉我的。
This is what the doctor told me.
意思就是说，如果主这条路走不通
，In other words, if the Lord cannot go in one way,
这个身体自己有一个机能，会让这个血呢从另外一个路走掉。
The body has an innate response to actually find another way to go down the path.
让这个功能能够继续往前。
So that this body can function and go forward.
所以在这种情形之下，我想我们如果在主的面前祷告。为这个事情祷告，为这个人祷告。
In such circumstances, when we pray for this situation or this person,
主会开路。
The Lord will open up the way.
时间到了就会解决的。
The time comes and it will be taken care of.
有的时候蛮叫人恼火的。
And sometimes, indeed, it is very troubling to us.
诗歌是我们属灵生命中重要的部分。
Hymns are actually very important in our spiritual walk.
年轻的一代现在喜欢这种热闹、击鼓、跳舞的诗歌赞美神。
But the young people nowadays really enjoy the drums and dancing and when they sing.
所以在这种情形之下呢，常常信息啊，造就聚会，也是这种很热闹的诗歌。
And then in many of the meetings, they also have these very loud and excited songs.
试问要怎样，在一个整体的观中对待这种唱诗的方式
？How do we deal in generally speaking?With such a type of scene.
我们教会也有碰过这样的事。
We actually encountered this problem in our gathering.
我觉得是这个年轻一代的表达的方式跟年长的一代的表达的方式有它的时代性的差别。
Younger generation may express differently than the older generation, in a different way.
那么我年长的常常就是觉得这种新一代的这种表达方式无法忍受，简直都是噪音。
So, of course, the older generation will feel that the younger generation, the way they express themselves, is but noise.
我觉得形式上的差别，不是主要问题。
I think the critical problem is not the difference in the method.
重要的是能不能够把弟兄姊妹的灵界的诗歌提起来。
The question is whether through the hymn or the songs can uplift the spirits.
对，诗歌总是把我们带到主面前。
The hymns should cause us to be brought before the presence of our.
提起来
，to uplift the spirit.
那么当然圣经里面你去看是有击鼓跳舞。赞美神的事情。
And of course, in the Bible, you do find singing and dancing.
可是我觉得，讲到敬拜赞美，这是今天许多教会所一直在那里很讲究的一件事情。
But when you speak about worship, it's something that churches today emphasize a lot.
那么觉得必须这样的一种形式才是叫做敬拜赞美。
So to do this and that, then is praise and worship.
那么喇叭唱得很响很响，这个鼓要敲得嘣嘣嘣嘣，坐在里面好像心都要跳出来。
And then you blast the speakers, and then the drums are loud, and you almost you feel your heart is going to jump out at you.
我觉得这个需要跟青年人来解释。
So I think we need to explain to the young people.
主说，约翰福音第四章，他说敬拜神。是灵与诚。
So our Lord did speak in John chapter 4 that to worship Him we must worship in spirit and in truth.
对不对？ 敬拜是灵的问题，是真理的问题。
When we worship, it has to do with spirit, it has to do with the truth.
所以呢，我们整个的聚会必须是让灵出来，让真理出来。
And when we sing, it is for to allow the spirit to come out and the truth to come out.
那么今天在这个时代中，这种很热闹、很吵闹的音乐。
So today in this very loud music,
我觉得是模仿了这个世界的 rock and roll 的 music,
and it actually imitates the rock and roll of this world.
是激动人的魂
it actually excites people's souls.
这个让人可以癫狂
and then you cause people to be excited.
所以我们教会当初就把这一些基本的原则来向我们的青年人做讲解。
So we share this with the young people and explain this to the young people.
把这个音乐的这一个本质来做一个很客观的分析。
So we examine this music very objectively to them.
所以我们教会不是不允许年轻人用比较节奏轻松跟传统诗歌不太一样的方式唱诗可以
so it's not that we prevent the young people from singing a more melodious a more rhythmic songs non-traditional songs
但是我们跟青年弟兄姊妹说我们不鼓励以激动人的魂这种大敲大的喇叭的鼓动的那种方式我们是不允许
but we do not allow those things that will actually just stimulate our souls in our singing
所以这个是我觉得是一种原则性的教导
this is a principled teaching
但是具体上他们怎么样唱诗用吉他怎么样我觉得这个无所谓
so how is it expressed in its manifestation whether you use guitar or something else I think that's beside the point
可惜我们的时间其实差不多了
unfortunately our time is past
已经过了
so our time is past
现在有很多其他的问题我只好忍痛割爱
so many questions unfortunately in agony, I have to not answer them.
谢谢你们这样提出问题。
Thank you for your questions.
问题总是好。
Questions are good.
让我们能够思想，让我们能够激发许多的这个思考。
That we can think and cause us to think.
求主祝福他的这一句。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们也祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we praise you.
你把不完全的人放在这一个不完全的环境中。
Lord, you have placed an incomplete man in an incomplete environment.
来学认识神。
Lord, to come to know God.
主啊，你何等有忍耐。
Lord, you are such a patient Lord.
像我们这样的人，一大堆的难处。
People such as us, we have so many problems.
我们看起来是给人与人彼此有难处。
Outwardly speaking, we look like we give each other many problems.
但是我们其实给你最大的难处。
But we actually give you the biggest problem, Lord.
主啊，但是你对我们却用无比的忍耐。
Lord, but you are so patient with us.
愿意这样的忍耐，你也多多加给教会。
Lord, may you add more of such patience to your church.
好叫我们能够在教会中学。爱的功课
that in the church we may learn the lesson of loving
求主加添这样的度量在我们每一个人身上
Lord may you increase such a measure in us
好叫你的家能够在爱中建立自己
that your house may be built in love
听我们的祷告
hear our prayer Lord
奉耶稣基督的名
in Jesus Christ's name
Amen
Amen
好谢谢大家
thanks everyone